Have you ever thought about how a chain is made? No! It's linking metal together?
Yeah.
How is it linked together?
Like the swing.
It's great for swings, isn't it? Little round things called links. Are they? That chain's pretty strong. The links help to keep it strong, to hold it together. What do you think that's made out of? Some kind of metal, yeah. Something sparkly. It's used to hold up a cross, which is kind of a cool thing since what we're going to talk about. Here's another chain. See, I yanked on this chain pretty hard, didn't I? It stayed together. What would happen if I did the same thing to this chain?
Don't.
Don't? Why? It's going to rip? It's not as strong as that chain? You're right, it's not as strong. It's made out of what? It's made out of paper. I'm not going to pull it because you're right, it would break. But you know, this chain is really strong for a different reason. Jesus talked about it in our reading today. He was sending his helpers. What was he sending his helpers out to do? Was it to tell how much God loves them? So this chain, there's the name Thaddeus, and Simon, and James, and Matthew, good job. There's a hard one to read, but it's fun to say. Bartholomew, isn't that fun to say? Thomas, Philip, James, Andrew, Judas, John, and Peter. Jesus' 12 friends, his disciples. What held them together as friends? What held them together as disciples? Because by themselves, they weren't very strong. Was it Jesus that held them together? Yeah. Where are those guys now? Well, Jesus is in our heart, but where are these guys? Are they still alive? Are they sitting in the back pew? We hear about them in the Bible. Are they in heaven with Jesus? They are. So their chain is kind of done. Well, check this out. The names on this chain, or the extension of that chain, Arlo, Emmett. What is this one? Riker? Laney, that was a long time. Riker again. Did you have to go to church twice that day? You did, didn't you? Let's see here. Who's here? Ezra? That was on the inside. There's another Arlo. Those guys must have gone twice. There's Emmett again. This is a different color. These are from today. These are from 3 years ago. Some of you guys who are here now weren't here yet, and some were just teeny tiny. What keeps this part? This is God's church. You guys are God's church. What held these guys together 3 years ago and still holds them together today? Jesus, nice job. Right there. You're not going to do it? You're going to leave me hanging? Oh, man. Man, Jesus' love. Yeah, Jesus' love. He holds us. So someone said it earlier. Where does Jesus live? He lives in our hearts. That's what keeps us together as a church. Do you think those people out there know that Jesus loves them? You think they do? They're looking like, man, don't you ask. Should we put them on the spot? Should we stand up and ask them? Let's turn around. Let's stare them in the eye. Let's turn around, stare them in the eye, and ask them. You ready? On three, we'll say, do you know? One, two, three. Do you know Jesus loves you?
Yeah.
Yes.
They did. That's good job. That's what Jesus sent his disciples out to do. To tell people, did you know that Jesus loves you? To stare them right in the eye. And that's what you guys do. You did it here because it's safe. They were sent out to somewhere where it was a little safer. But there's also people out in the world that need to hear that. I'm going to give you a piece of paper when you go so that the elder, Mr. Barry, is going to, your dad, is going to be at the back of the church with a stapler. So when you go back, I've got crayons here. Each of you take a crayon and a strip of paper, write your name on here, and we're going to add you to this chain. Okay. As a reminder that we are all connected to Jesus, and we're all part of his church. And we are all disciples to tell how much Jesus loves the world. Good job, Aaron. Would you like one? There you go. Good job. Should we talk to him about that? And then we'll give the crayons out while we start the song. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you so much that these kids are here. We thank you for the gift of your servants throughout history who have talked about you and taught so that we can know you. Lord, as these kids grow bigger and taller, we thank you for them. And we ask that you would help us as a church to help mom and dad and grandma and grandpa to help them to continue to grow bigger and taller in the faith as well. And we pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.